Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. And Sean, some great specials between now and Tuesday. I think Sean's looking them up.
We are.
Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their penis fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, second to none. And as for those specials, yeah, I thought I bought you enough. I thought I bought you enough time on that one.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
I'm blaming the Wi-Fi. Here we go. All right, now through Tuesday at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. Pabst Blue Ribbon 30-packs, $14.95. Molson 24-pack bottles, $19.95. And Moosehead Rattler 12-pack cans, only $5.99. Open 9 to 9, yeah. 6 days a week.
And it was worth the wait. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And don't forget about gift cards. It's that time of the year. So you're looking around saying, yeah, I got to get something. I care. I want to let them know how much I care. Brewers Outlet gift card's a great idea. We're also in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Old friend, I think he and I go back 25, maybe 30 years, Wes Durham. I remember when Wes and I, he was at Marshall, and then crossing paths when he was at Vanderbilt, and then when he was at Georgia Tech. I've known Wes for 25, 30 years. Now the play-by-play voice of the Atlanta Falcons. Here's the game winner last night.
Here comes the pressure. Ryan in the pocket. Matt looks, throws, touchdown. Muhammad Sanu. Center of the field score, and Atlanta within a point.
And the call on the Falcons radio network, they won it last night over the New Orleans Saints. A big win for Atlanta last night on a night where Matt Ryan threw three interceptions, and they still won. All right, with that, we bring in the commissioner of the Big Ten, Jim Delaney. Jim, first of all, from us to you and everyone there, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Appreciate your time a lot.
It's nice to be on, and happy holidays to you. Appreciate it.
Jim, the obvious question is going to be after going through this past weekend, and you've been asked by many people all across the board about 4 versus 8. There's no person on the planet that worked harder to get 2 than you did. Okay, in the BCS, I know that with all the politics. So after going through now 4 years of this, how do you feel how it's played out and laid out now that we have a sample size?
Yeah, in some respects, good. You know, obviously, I was disappointed. You know, not only this year, but last year, that our champion wasn't selected. But that was one of the arguments at the time. You know, I argued for the champions to be selected, and I wasn't successful in that argument. Where I've been disappointed is I thought the champion's designation would carry more weight than it has today. Think about this. We've had 4 years, and we had 4 times 4 or 16. They're in conferences, but there are 5 conferences who created this entity. We always knew that there would be time to time, conflict. Somebody would be out. It was actually designed that somebody would be out, not because we wanted to hurt anybody. We just thought that 4 was the maximum we could handle. It was better for the student. It was better for the one semester sport. The fan might want 8 or 12 or 16, but it wasn't something that from a, you know, university-sponsored football college situation that we can handle. Now, not only have 2 of our champions not been involved, but there have been 13 champions or co-champions, I think that's right, that have not been involved. We've had 2, maybe 13 is not the right, we've had 2 not included. The Pac-12 has had 2 not included. I guess it's 7. and then there have been three either champions or co-champions in the Big 12. So, you know, we knew there...
Right.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
No, so I was just saying, we knew there would be some exclusion. There have been two Travis at-large teams, Alabama and Ohio State. I wasn't sure that we would have any, but I was very much surprised. Last year, Penn State, was in a head-to-head with, because of the seedings, with Washington. I thought Penn State had a stronger resume myself. They beat Ohio State, and they didn't have an FCS team on their resume. I can't relitigate that. I had already seen a two-loss Stanford team, a two-loss Oklahoma team out, and one-loss teams at Baylor and I think it was TCU. So, not to relitigate, I've been definitely disappointed to some extent. But to me, the interest and the following and the impact it's had on regular season have all been positive. And just because it means that you're going to turn on the dime. I think a sample size of 4 years or 6 years begins to give you a picture, and then we'll just sort of look at it. But my first reaction is not an expansion. My first reaction is not to accuse anybody. My first reaction is disappointment, and we need to do better, and we need to go out and play some great bowl games. We need to win and be successful, and it's been an interesting week.
The other part that is also in common with the champions that have not been involved in this is that each one of those conferences happened to be the three that all play nine games. So, in other words, a crossover game by Ohio State, for example, it happens to be Iowa in November and not Mercer or the Citadel.
Yep.
How difficult is it, because obviously conferences have autonomy, to get everybody on the same page where everybody, for example, because I like the Big Ten playing nine, Jim. I thought great move. But how difficult is it to get everybody on the same page?
Well, that's part of the disappointment, that I don't think it's been recognized of the different level of competitive challenge between playing eight and nine and no FCS and one FCS. So that's been part of my, we have an opportunity to introduce information, to bring people up to speed on what we're accomplishing. And I can tell you, we did the major intersectional, the nine games. We did all of that to catch the attention and the respect of the committee. And I'd have to tell you that, Washington had an FCS game, and Penn State lost a close game to a good Pittsburgh team that beat Clemson earlier in the year. By 3 points, I think. Iowa has won, four games against top five teams in the last 8 or 9 years. So we're not the only ones, but we do it because we're trying to impress the committee. And I think we also do it because it's the right thing to do to build a conference. And I think the Big 12 and the Pac-12 agree. But to date, the committee has it, in my view, that they tend to focus on the losses and they not necessarily on the overall strength. This year, we had more games against FBS. We won more games against FBS. We had the fewest FCS. And, we didn't make it. But we just maybe have to do a better job of having more conversations. But the facts that you bring up are on target.
And again, I'm with you with the nine game schedule. I thought it would begin with it anyway, and that then goes to the basketball picture. The last time you were on, I said, how much interest will you have in that first December weekend as to how it plays out, attendance,
yep,
and interest? And you said very interested. Now you've had to see a payoff there, Jim.
I thought, between the ACC Big Ten Challenge and the first week of basketball and the Gavitt games, I haven't been able to go year to year looking at attendance and ratings and so on, but I definitely think that all that taken together as a whole was helpful to basketball in breaking through a time period, which is typically football overwhelms the round ball game. I thought it was good. We won't know. How long does it take to change a habit? How long does it take to get people to make appointments and get comfortable that it's a big change? But, you know, if you've watched us over the years, whether it's the basketball challenges that we take on or whether it's the nine-game football schedule, we tend to believe that playing quality opponents over time builds interest. Players and fans like it. And eventually, I think it will impress. But I think it's fairly true that the nine-game schedules have not had any advantage over the eight-game schedules. But let's not also forget that the teams playing eight-game schedules are good football teams as well.
No, there's no question. There's no question about that. But the Big Ten takes on the challenge within its own conference of scheduling up because they're scheduling within the conference, and that's going to be the case in both football and then with the 20-game schedule in basketball next year. Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's probably fair. You know, I would say that the basketball committee has been, you know, working for, you know, probably decades, and I think strength of schedule and you're also talking about, you know, 34. Automatic qualifiers and 30 at-larges or 30 at-larges, 34 automatic qualifiers. And so, you know, I would say the football committee is newer. I know this, you know, because we've had a number of chairmen from this group. I've chaired that group. You know, winning 20 games was never entry into anything. Pretty much a fine art of taking apart schedules that he selected as at large is with 16 wins, if they're the right wins. So I'm not, you know, I think they're pretty adept. They have a, you know, a good sample size, like 40 years. Whereas the football committee, I think everyone's just trying to understand how it works.
Right.
4 years.
Exactly.
16 teams. I mean, the basketball committee will select 16 teams in the first two. So it's a little bit different. And I think yet the football group has tried to emulate and follow some of the processes and procedures, but there's just so many fewer data points.
I know, and final question for you, Jim, and I'll let you go. Appreciate the time. And that deals with the student-athlete. Certain elements have been implemented, cost of attendance, nutrition, fueling stations, and so forth. Do you feel that those are positive steps that are really helping intercollegiate athletics right now? You know, because there are steps that had to be made, but now that you've had a sample size, do you like the direction of it?
Not only positive, but necessary. You know, when I was in school, 60s and early 70s, we had the 4-year scholarship. We had the $15 a month laundry money. You know, the training wasn't nearly as sophisticated and as focused. And so when we did away with the multi-year grant, when we did away with the $15 a month, those were not good moves for college sports, in my view. So I think that a lot of the things that we've tried to implement, whether it's the voice and vote of the student at the NCAA convention, whether it's the multi-year commitment to education, whether it's the fueling stations, or whether the cost of attendance, all good things, all necessary, and I'm pleased that we've come into a more balanced place with regard to the students who are playing college sports.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the time that you always give us. We really appreciate it.
Happy holidays, and thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.
Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten, will come back with more in a moment, including our picks in the next half hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Penn's Tavern is where you want to celebrate this holiday season. Whatever feel you're looking for, Penn's Tavern along the Susquehanna River can accommodate your needs. Mountain stone walls and wood floors can be found in the original dining area, giving you that old world charm. Continue back to the newly renovated River Room with 12 PA microbrews on tap. Grab a burger and sit back and relax in this cozy pub area. Penn's Tavern has the best gift certificate offer for the holidays. Buy 5 gift certificates of the same denomination and receive a 6th one free. Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147, 5 miles south of Sunbury.
Great to have you with us. Picks in the next half hour. Our thanks to Jim Delaney. You know, I mean, every time we've called Jim and asked Jim to be on the show, he always has. He's always done the show. That's... We appreciate it a lot. It gives us a chance to ask questions I think a lot of people, a lot of you out there want to know about. He is one of the more powerful people in all of intercollegiate athletics. And he always takes time to be on the show. We appreciate it very much. Next half hour, my brother will be here. Now, we can say the same about him. He's a busy man who takes the time to be on the show. And he does it every week.
Always.
I mean, every week he's on the show. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's got jobs backed up from here to Timbuktu. Puts it aside for a half hour to join us every week.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I remember when we started the show with the pick segment with him last year. At first, I'd call him at the house, but no big deal. I mean, not that long of a commute for him. But right. But he goes, right. No, you're gonna have to call me in the shop. It's like, that's fine, no problem.
So, oh goodness gracious. Yeah, now he joins us every week, so we're looking forward to it. They're doing something here in State College tomorrow, and that is, it's called the Santa Crawl. Now, if you go to the Jordan Center tomorrow, you may see Santas everywhere. Okay. And it's all to benefit the Pat Bowlen Scholarship. In the College of Communications. And they literally do go bad to bad to benefit the scholarship fund.
Oh, that's right. I remember seeing Santas. I remember seeing, I don't think he's missed. He's batting 1,000, Fight On State's Mark Brennan, decked out in his Santa Claus outfit. I don't think he's missed. I
mean,
yeah.
Brian Allen never misses. Larry Fall never misses. But it's all for the it's all to benefit the scholarship fund. And they have hundreds of people do this. And then they go to the basketball game and they show up as Santa. So that's coming up here tomorrow. And that'll be a lot of fun.
So tomorrow could be a redout in the Jordan Center, is what you're saying.
Yeah, fortunately, GW wears blue and gold, so I could just see Pat now. What the heck? I mean, fortunately, it's not Wisconsin. He goes out there and everybody's, hey, I'm dressed as Santa. Oh, just terrific. Yeah. Even in our own arena.
Wonder if a planner or an organizer looks ahead of time as to, you know, who they're playing.
No.
No.
Not in the least. They just look, hey, the game's at 4. They take my word. There'll be some of them that won't know who they're playing. Oh, George Washington, man, he's kind of old, isn't he? All right, so that'll be tomorrow. And they play the same way Wisconsin does. Wisconsin came in averaging 66 possessions per game. These guys average 67. So they will draw the shot clock out. They'll try to slow the game down. So it's going to be the same thing all over again. So, yeah. That's coming up tomorrow.
Suit did get a hotel, by the way. I needed to check in, check my email, finish up some digital stuff. Now B-ball, in that order. There you go.
So we couldn't drive back with a 5:40 start. Game, they're probably off the air by, what, 8? Okay.
Sure.
It's a 32-minute game, right?
Yeah, a little post-game, fast interview. Yeah.
Yeah.
Move out in time for the second game, sure.
So be home by 9:30. What time's the game tomorrow?
Was it either 3 or 5, depending on how they do tonight, I think. It was either 3 or 5 or 4 or 6. Something like
so
that.
So we could leave at noon tomorrow, too. I mean, at least when I go to a hotel, it's a distance away. Like Glendale, Arizona. I think we'll have to stay in a hotel. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I think we'll do that. Raleigh, North Carolina, Iowa, Coralville, Iowa. Okay, great. Yeah. I think we'll have to stay overnight. Tawanda, I'm exhausted. What?
You know him. He loves a great deal. He's always on a quest to find an awesome deal. Maybe he found a hot deal on a hotel or something. He lives for little stuff like that.
How about this for a hot deal? $2.79 a gallon. All right. So,
that's actually a little higher to my liking. I don't think it was that high over the summer, but they're switching now to the winter gas, so there's really nothing you can do about it. So
No. That's what I paid this morning. So
yeah, that's about right. Yeah, my neck of the woods, that's what it is, too.
He's staying overnight.
Yeah. Place must have great Wi-Fi. And a great free breakfast.
I actually just go to the concierge room. When you have 5.2 billion points, they let you into the concierge room.
That's right.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi. Robe and hot towel? Like, sure.
Can we upgrade your room? Thank you.
Yes, please.
Late checkout? Late checkout? Not a problem. Geez, I hope he got some quality in points.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Friday. Our thanks to Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten, for joining us in the previous half hour. Frank Divers, the chairman of the Fiesta Bowl, will join us on Monday. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills, and it is the holidays. You want to let somebody know how much you care? Get them a great gift card from Brewers Outlet. And I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great time of the year to get a car, and they are the people to deal with. There's always the Sunbury Motors way, which is always the best way. All right. Again, our thanks to Jim Delaney for being on the show previous half hour. And we bring in my brother now from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm sad right now, you know, because I didn't do good last week, and deciding whether or not I should even speak to you two.
So. Can you imagine how I felt for 2 years?
Yeah, that went through my mind. That poor guy.
Poor guy.
It's poor a guy. Rough view from the bottom, man. It's like, wow, I'm awful. You felt that way for a year and a half.
No, not really. No. I sort of had other things to do, just like I do now.
Well, let's see. He's called a Big Ten championship game. He's gone to the Rose Bowl. It hasn't been all that bad.
It really has not been the living hell you've made it out to be.
Well, I haven't gone to a Rose Bowl. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm sitting in a dirty shop on a telephone.
Well, Well, this is where Sean
that's
and I
the biggest thing in my life.
this is where Sean and I maybe we tank to make you feel better. I don't know.
I just didn't feel well.
Exactly.
I had a headache. So, and I took Carolina when I knew I didn't want to take Carolina.
That was it.
I'm done making excuses. I did horrible, and I've been horrible for a month. But that ends today.
Yeah. There you go.
So, anyway, that's all kidding aside. I hope that kid for the Steelers makes a full recovery. Yeah. That's real. This is just fun. So,
yep, exactly.
Yep. So, how's it going there? How's the basketball team doing?
7-3, but the loss to Wisconsin by 1 point on Monday night did not sit well. So, you're going to play GW tomorrow. Then they have finals next week. So, this is really the first, what do you think, Sean? The first legit break I've had in games for maybe, 5 weeks?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Because I ended up doing, 13 games in 25 days?
Wow.
Between football and basketball? Yeah. Which is great. I mean, I've had a lot of fun doing it, but I'm just saying, but there's a time, there's a lot of time put into that.
Do you ever confuse which team is which?
No. No. No, I never. Sean, do I, Sean?
No way.
No.
No.
Seen you do many a game. So,
it's the candy store jobs.
Remember when you were at the cage up in UMass?
Yeah.
And we went up to watch you do the game, and he's announcing the game shot, right? And we covered his eyes while he was and he just kept on announcing. It's like, oh, my God, he's good. Never broke his stride, and he couldn't see his papers. So, the good old days.
Yeah.
The Corey Hicks cage. Yep. I wonder if they tore that thing down. I was in the Mullen Center.
You know what? It's still up. I think they use it for intramurals and things like that.
Right.
Volleyball and so forth. I've never done a game in the Mullen Center. I've never been. I don't even know where it is.
It's right on campus, but it's dated. You know, it's not a. It's just a standard. There's nothing special about it, put it that way.
Okay.
In its day, it was, but in today's world, no.
Right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, but it's dated. But it's very nice. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, a very standard Coliseum. There's no frills, no bells and whistles,
Kind of like this show.
Yeah.
No frills.
No, it's a good show. So,
Getting the commissioner on today was good. I like that. Yeah. We enjoyed that. So,
yep, well,
you had good guests on there. You had Sean McDonough.
Yeah, Sean's great. I personally like Sean a lot. Pro's Pro is just a really good guy.
Hey, did you hear about the Boston Herald?
No.
They filed bankruptcy today. And they got bought out by Gateway Media. And after they got bought out, they filed bankruptcy. So.
Okay. Well, that's what. If it's Chapter 11, that's reorganization. If it's 7, it's trouble.
Yeah, I think it's so. Well, they sold it. They're out. So.
Right.
Gateway Media or whatever purchased them.
Yeah. Gateway at one point owned WTAJ TV 10 in Altoona. At one point, they don't now. They sold to Nexstar.
Right. Now it's breaking. Hey, I'm breaking news.
There you go.
I just heard it on my way back here. It was breaking news about 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
So, and I got it from the Boston, the WEEI. So
yeah,
they were reading it as it was going on. So.
Wow.
That's been around forever, and now it's gone. So.
Well, you know what, though? It's like you're seeing many two newspaper towns being reduced to one.
Yeah.
And that's happening all over the place.
And you know who Michael Holly is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good. He's of the opinion that two newspaper cities is very good. That you need to have
I agree
the competition.
With him.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with him.
Yeah.
Dick Girardi's been in that situation for years with the Daily News and the Inquirer. And
yeah.
I think it's healthy because now you got people hungry to do better jobs on stories.
Sure. Competition's good.
Yeah.
Competition brings out the best in both. So that's why this is so competitive.
Oh,
I
want to
win so bad I can't breathe. So
okay, well, here you go. We'll do what we can to tank and move on.
All right. Okay, Steve. Last week went 4-3. I was 3-4.
And, <Go ahead.
laughs> and King went 2-5.
2-5. I've never gone 2-5. All right.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
Now
well,
you're looking up. All right,
it's
so
not my worst problem in life.
So. It'll make you feel better. You're tied with me.
Well, we were tied last year, only we were on the other end.
That's right. All right, we were 50-35, and Steve's sitting pretty currently, two games up at 52-33. As we
what
head
a
into...
comeback. He
yes.
was five back. Yeah.
So, so now we are at week 14. And let's go with the game. It'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. It is the Army-Navy game. So we'll let our leader lead off.
Well, as I made the point earlier about Army and Navy, when you've got 18 to 23-year-olds that have made the decision and the process it takes to get into the service academies, male or female, and do so in such an uncertain world where you're guaranteed of a 5-year commitment afterward, those are really special people playing in a game like this. I think that's why the game has once again gone back to the forefront for many people. Army won last year, and Army's very good this year. But I'm still going to go with Navy in this one. I still think there's a couple things where Navy's better, even though Army's record's a little bit better.
I will take Navy as well.
Well, I'm taking Army. Army's won 4 of their last 5. Navy's lost 4 of their last 5. Army's only lost 3 games this year. They got a blowout by Ohio State, but the other 2 games they lost by a total of 7 points. They're a very good football team. And I believe the only common opponent was Temple. I may be wrong. But Army beat Temple and Navy lost to Temple. So
yeah.
I'm going to take Army.
Okay. Well, we'll find out who will be singing second tomorrow night. Who's singing second?
I'll text sings, you.
Who sings second is the winner of the game.
You betcha. All right. So we got it for a change. We've got a great slate of some NFL games for Sunday. So we'll lead off here with Minnesota and Carolina.
Minnesota's playing great. I don't see them slowing down, Minnesota.
Yep, me neither. Minnesota.
I got Minnesota.
Oakland and Kansas City.
Boy, I'll tell you, that game's in Oakland?
It's in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City's playing lousy lately. Can't get out of their own way. Oakland inspires no confidence either. I'll take the Raiders only because Kansas City's not playing well.
I'm just going to take Kansas City on the fact that they've got to win sometime. If they're going to win, they might as well win at home. So I will take the Chiefs.
That is also my reason for taking the Chiefs, that at some point they've got to break open and they're playing at home. And neither team is playing very well or up to their projected capability. So I'll take the Chiefs.
Sneaky good game on Saturday, on Sunday rather, in the late afternoon window. It's Seattle and Jacksonville.
Where's that game?
It's in Jacksonville.
Ooh. So you got a West Coast team playing in the Eastern time zone, but it's late, right? 4:25?
It is a late game, yes.
Okay, if it was 1 o'clock, I'd pick Jacksonville. Because it's 4:25, I'll pick Seattle. Because the time difference makes a big difference for a West Coast team.
I'm going back and forth on this game. This is a tough one for me to pick. Man, that defense has been playing great for Jacksonville. I get just for that. I'm just going to hang the hat on the defense. I'll take the Jaguars.
A lot of people are penciling in Russell Wilson as MVP because he's playing with nothing. And I think against a good defense like Jacksonville, he's going to have a little more trouble than he's had lately. Jacksonville on any given day can beat any team in that league, ask Pittsburgh. I got Jacksonville.
All right, Eagle 107, Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. airtime. The legendary Merrill Reese with the call at 4:05 from the Coliseum. I hear they're putting up extra press box facilities for the game on Sunday. They need more room for more media to show up.
Well, they have to, because I've been in that press box. Yeah. They need to.
Philly and the Rams.
I'm going to go with the Rams. The Eagles have played great, but I'm going to go with the Rams. I watched that Saints game. I was pretty impressed. I'm going to go with the Rams.
I will take Philly. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, if you did not get a chance to hear Rams beat reporter Rich Hammond, who was with us on the show yesterday, please go to our Steve Jones Show podcast page. stevejonesshow.com, or check it out on iTunes or Google Play. Great insight from Rich yesterday when he was on the show. Get you the Rams' perspective before Sunday's game.
I think this game's a toss-up because the Rams are at home, but the Rams still don't really have a great home field advantage because they don't have a great following yet. I still think Philly is in that next tier up, and the Rams are just a little bit below it, and Philly's going to be mad they lost last week. And I got Philly.
But I just wonder if they may be a little flat. There may be some players, man, I just can't wait to get home. I want to get home since they've been out there for a week now.
Yeah. Hard to say, but Wentz is a great quarterback. I mean, he's got two really good young quarterbacks going at each other. I just think Philly's defense is a little bit better. That's a toss-up game. You're right. These are all great games.
Sunday night, 100.9 The Valley, 6:25 airtime kick at 8:25 with Billy Tunch and Wolf, the Ravens and the Steelers.
The Ravens can't score Pittsburgh.
Steelers, they're going to win one for 50.
The Ravens, nah, just kidding. I think Pittsburgh's going to blow them out. The Ravens are up and down. They'll always play some pretty good defense, but the quarterback, to me, has been a big letdown for the Ravens. He's good, he's bad, he's good, he's bad. So
no, he's been fine. He's been mostly bad this year. I mean, he can't get it down the field.
Every once in a while, he looks like he is so great, and then he just falters right back down.
Not great at all this year, no.
He's averaging 5.2 yards per attempt.
That's laughable.
Not completion per attempt.
Wow. Yeah, he just doesn't have any tools. I mean, they used to be able to run the ball. They used to, I don't know. The Ravens are missing the boat this year. But their defense will always keep them in a game. But
and for that, and Kevin, for that reason, I think it's going to be, it may be tight for a little longer than people think it could. So.
Yeah. But there's no doubt Pittsburgh wins this game big. I don't. Because it's a rivalry, and, you know, it's won't even be a good game, I don't think. So I think Pittsburgh wins it by a blowout.
Then it'll be Pittsburgh and the Patriots next week.
Mm-hmm.
Chomping at the bit. I can't wait for that game next week.
I can't wait to see him play Buffalo again and see what Buffalo does to Gronkowski.
Is that prime time or is that still a late game?
Pittsburgh and the Patriots?
Yeah.
4:25.
I will catch the second half on the radio as I drive back from Washington, so I won't see it.
Wow.
I guess that was one that was grandfathered in that couldn't move down to 8:30.
Oh, yeah. No, because I've got that game at George Mason in Fairfax, Virginia, at 4 o'clock. So, I mean, well, I'll be off the air by 6:30 and on the road. So I'll catch the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You got DVR? DVR.
You know what? I don't, Kev, I don't like watching games.
Oh, when you know the outcome.
I know the outcome. I mean, it's really hard today to not know the outcome.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Yeah, Kevin, you know
your brother. I tried to do that with a couple Penn State games. Didn't go so well.
Yeah, Kevin, you know your brother. He can't stay off Twitter, so you know he gets all those scores. And he gets all the he can't avoid the scores and instant stats.
You're not one of them tweeter things, are you?
I rock the Twitter. I love Twitter. If you give me I love Twitter. I prefer Twitter over Facebook. I'm kind of in the minority. I've kind of weaned myself off of Facebook.
Go ahead, Sean. Tell them how great I am on social media.
Oh, you're a whiz. Come on. You kidding me?
Oh, I'm a dinosaur.
I don't have a Facebook thing. I don't even know how to get on it. Or a Twitter thing.
Is Claire on Facebook?
No. Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Yeah. But
No.
I don't even have a home computer. So I'll have to get one for Studio 305. But.
There you go.
I mean, when I first logged on to Facebook 8 years ago, I mean, I was on it too much. I'll admit I was an addict. Now to the point I just may get on Facebook just to, we'll post, Sunbury Broadcasting stuff on our Facebook pages. But, I may like something here and there when I'm on my own personal Facebook, but I don't post as much as I used to. I just with my schedule and traveling and whatnot in between work, I use Twitter much more than Facebook.
Wow. And do you have to buy an account or anything?
No, it's free. You just have to set up your own account like you would for Facebook.
I don't know how to do that.
You just set up your account, you give them your email, and you set up a password, and you're good to go.
Really? I didn't know that.
Sure.
Well, I have to get a Facebook and take a picture of myself.
I'm constantly tweeting, right, Sean?
Yeah. I'm on Instagram too. I use that here and there. I did sign up for a Snapchat a year ago, but I drew the line. I just deleted it. I couldn't get into the Snapchat. Yeah, maybe chalk that up for age. I'm not sure. So I couldn't figure out Snapchat.
I'd be embarrassed that I only had one friend.
Steve, I'll tell you who the queen of Snapchat is. Sarah Bartlett. She loves the Snapchat, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
What's Snapchat?
Snapchat. Snapchat is, it's a social media platform where you can send out these little 8-second, 10-second video bursts, and they're only available for a short people of time. They're only available for a short period of time to see. And your friends and followers that you get on Snapchat, they can see what you're up to. But you just send these little quick little video bursts.
Wow, that's neat.
That's Snapchat. But ESPN's now getting into Snapchat because they want to get the younger demo. So now they're posting these 5-minute sports centers on Snapchat. They just started that about, say, a month ago, something like that.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. If I was in my late teens, early 20s, I'd probably think it'd be cool, too. I just, just couldn't figure it out. I just drew the line. Okay, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. That's good enough for me.
Wow.
I said no more.
So who are you on, the president's Twitter account? Do you get everything he tweets?
Yeah, I follow President Trump. Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. Yeah. I just follow him on Twitter just to see what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Just to kind of stay in the loop. That's all.
So can you pick anybody that you want to follow?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And can they block you?
Well, they would have to follow me first. But yeah, I mean, they can. Yeah, you can mute or block people, sure.
Yeah, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, if there's there's someone that wants to follow you, yes, you can block them. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. So if the president sends out a tweet, does it light up your screen?
Well, you can choose, you can have a notification set up on your phone to let you know that you got a tweet, but I don't have that. I have to actually go on the Twitter to look at it.
I gotcha. 'Cause
if I was getting notifications, that would drive me crazy. I'd be constantly looking at my phone and don't have time for that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, good luck this week, guys. So, Steve, you really made a big move.
I did.
Yeah, you got different picks than all of us. You're either going to take a huge lead or be back on the bottom again, one or the other.
All right. As long as I'm ready for tomorrow.
All right. Yeah.
So, I'm almost done with the Fiesta Bowl. I almost have that prepared. I still got to finish a few more things on that. So
cool.
So we're almost there. All right, today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And, of course, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15, in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.